Chapter 10, Negotiation Scripts and Tips for Getting Your Offers Accepted. Now you have everything in place to start making offers. You've got your database of motivated buyers and sellers. You've got your funding and the contracts you need to make offers. You just have to start doing it. Remember, your goal is to make as many offers as you can that match your numbers. You know from your instant property analysis the most you can pay. You cannot exceed that amount. As long as you stay below the maximum amount, you can make offers confidently, knowing that you will make money. Don't worry about any particular offer. It is merely a numbers game. Some offers will go through, some will be rejected. The question is, how do you negotiate those deals? What do you say to owners or sellers? What do you say to listing agents? Remember, deals are made, not found. You have to make your own deals. You do this by building rapport, getting people to like and trust you. When you become a real estate day trader, you will come into contact with all kinds of people in different financial circumstances. But remember this, bad things sometimes happen to good people. So no matter what a person's situation, don't ever talk down to them or treat them like you are better than they are. People will forget what you said and they will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Please remember this. What you say on your first phone call to owners or sellers. Before you talk to any owners or sellers, be sure you have composed a script. Then become familiar and comfortable with it. Compose the script according to the guidelines I provide for you here. Keep this script in front of you at all times, especially when you're new at this business. Once you become very familiar with all of the information in the script, then you can start asking the questions without having to look at the script. You have to match the emotional attitude of the people you talk to. If they are relaxed and talk slow, then you talk slow. If they are excited and talk fast, then you talk fast. And remember, you want to get your offer to them on the first phone call to get them in the glue. That means that they are excited to deal with you because you are serious enough to actually make an offer, not just talk. Here are 12 steps you should include when developing your script. 1. Introduce yourself. The first thing you must do is introduce yourself and tell them why you are calling. Your goal then is to find out if the house is something you want to make an offer on and how much to offer. Always let the sellers try to sell you on their house. You want to get the sellers to start describing their house to you. Example, hi, this is Larry Goins. I'm returning your phone call. You called me about a home that you have for sale. Could you tell me a little bit about it? 2, get contact information. Before we continue talking, could I get your contact information in case we get disconnected? What is your name, address, email address, and best phone number? Also, ask for the following information when you have a chance. Do you have a spouse? What's your spouse's name? May we call you at work? What is the best time to call? 3, ask about the house. What type of house is it? Brick, wood frame, or stucco? When was it built? How many bedrooms? How many baths? Ask, what is the tax value? How many square feet? Are there any recent improvements? What is the square footage? Now you will know a lot of this by simply Googling the address and going to a site like Zillow. However, you still want to ask to get their responses. 4, ask about needed repairs. These questions are the most important questions because they will enable you to do your instant property analysis. What kind of repairs are needed? What about updates? What is the approximate cost of the needed repairs and updates? Just a ballpark. What would the house sell for, assuming the repairs were made? Just a ballpark. How did you come up with that number? 5, ask about financing. What is the amount of the first mortgage? How far behind are you? Is there a second mortgage? If so, what is the amount of the second mortgage? How far behind are you? Are you in foreclosure? When is the foreclosure date? Are there any other liens? 6, find out about ownership. Whose name is the house in? Is there anyone else making decisions? If so, who? 7. Set yourself up to make an offer. These questions tend to amplify the seller's need to sell and excite their motivation to sell. This makes them more open to an offer from you, even if it is low. Don't ask these all at once. Just work them into your conversation. Why are you selling? What will you do if you don't sell? How quickly do you want to sell? What else should I be asking? Are there any other problems with the house? What will you do with the money? Do you have any other property to sell? How long has it been for sale? Have you had any offers? If so, how much? Why didn't you take it? Is it listed with the realtor? If so, how much? Is it vacant? How long? Rented? Rent amount? Are the tenants current? 8. Start negotiating the deal. Be sure to ask this question with a strong yet friendly voice. What is the least amount you can take if we can close by Friday with all cash? The goal is to go ahead and get a small price drop up front. Now, whatever number they tell you is the new price that you're negotiating from, the original price is gone and no longer comes up. 9. Persist and ask them for an amount another time. Your seller may not be able to give you an amount at this time. If they can't, then follow up later. 10. Explain who you are and how you work. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do. We buy houses, we pay cash, and we can close fast. The advantage of selling your house to someone like us, whether to me or any other investor, is that we can close fast and pay all cash. So if you need to sell now and sell the property in its as-is condition, we can help you. What is the least amount you can take for your house if we can close fast and pay cash? 11. Continue with the following and give them an offer. You want to try to get them to give you an offer first. But if they can't come up with a number, then you make an offer based on your instant property analysis. In order to pay cash and close in about a week, we need to be able to buy a house around 60 to 65% of the market value. This is because when we buy a house, we have to pay taxes, insurance, upkeep, rehab cost, interest, and so on. We have to advertise it and show it, and it usually takes 6 to 12 months to sell. We are looking for the same buyer you are looking for, only we are willing to get the house in tip-top shape and wait 6 to 12 months to find that buyer. Based on what you told me about your house, we would probably need that to be around $32,867. Remember to select a price that allows room for negotiation, roughly about 15% below your maximum allowable price. Is that something you think you could work with? Now the answer will always be no. Then ask, how close could you come? 12. Prepare the purchase and sell agreement. If you are dealing with owners or sellers, and once they agree to a price that is below your maximum allowable price, make a nominal earnest money deposit of $10, $100, or $500 max. What to say on your first phone call to listing agents? Before you talk to any realtors, be sure you have composed a script for talking to them. Then become familiar and comfortable with it. Compose the script according to the guidelines I provide for you here in these steps. 1. Get connected to the listing agent. Hi, this is Larry. Larry Goins. Is the listing agent around? Great. Not there? Oh. And I don't even have their mobile number with me. Then just shut up and wait a few seconds, and they will usually give the realtor's mobile number to you. This lets them assume that you do have it, but just not with you. If they ask you why you are calling, you simply say, I'm trying to buy a house. This usually gets them to give you the number if they hesitated before. 2. Introduce yourself to the listing agent when you get them on the phone. Hi, my name is Larry Goins, and I'm an investor and I saw your listing at whatever the address is. Could you tell me a little bit about it? 3. Ask about the property in a conversational manner. Number of bedrooms, number of baths, square footage, age, vacant, bank-owned. You may know some of this already from the information online, but still ask. 4. Hone in on repair cost and after-repaired market value. How much work does it need? Just a ballpark estimate. How much would it rent for? Just a ballpark estimate. How's the market there? Would this be a good rental, or is it better suited as a retail property? What would it appraise for after repairs? Just a ballpark estimate. Could you sell it for that once I fix it up? How long do you think it would be on the market? 5. Help the realtor think about the difficulty he or she is having selling it now in its unrepaired state. Have you had any offers on this house? How long has it been on the market? 6. Go in for the close. I know you work for the seller, but I also know that you want to get this house sold, and we both know that no one gets paid until the deal closes. What do you think it would take to buy this house with an all-cash offer? Do you work with many investors? As I mentioned, I'm an investor and we buy houses and can pay cash and close fast. 7. Build your credibility further with this question. If the property is bank-owned, could you ask the asset manager if the bank owns any more properties in the area? I may be interested in buying more than one property for a bigger discount. 8. Make your offer. This will really boost your credibility with the realtor. Based on what you have told me, it looks like I need to be around 32,867. Do you think we should make an offer on this house? Now, you've been running the numbers while on the phone, so you know what you can pay. Be sure to make the offer a little less than the maximum you can pay if they say yes. Let's make an all-cash offer of $32,867. Make it subject to a 15-day inspection. Do you need to submit the offer in writing, or do you want to talk to the seller first? 9. If in writing, tell them this. Since most properties you will be offering on through realtors are bank-owned, this is what you say. Well, we can do that, but the realtors we work with on a regular basis typically have the kind of relationship with their asset managers where they can simply give them a call or send them an email to let them know they have a cash buyer and ask if they want to put it in writing. Do you have that kind of relationship with your asset manager? 10. Ask about the deposit. If they say they need it in writing, here is what you say. How much deposit do you need? Just email me the contract and I will sign it and send you a check. Usually, when you're dealing with houses listed with the realtor, you should make an earnest money deposit of about $500. It might be as low as $100, but don't deposit any more than $1,000. 11. Always ask about other listings they have. Do you have anything else I need to be looking at and make an offer on today? 12. Give them your contact information. By the way, do you mind if I get your email address so we can stay in touch and I can buy some more property from you? They will always give it to you. Thanks a lot, and I look forward to working with you. Have a great day. If your offer is not accepted, which is what usually happens, then you will have to negotiate back and forth to see if you can seal the deal. But you have a good start by making an offer on the first phone call. Keep negotiating until you reach an agreement if you can, but never exceed your maximum price. Remember, you will not get them all, and it is a numbers game. The more offers you make, the more will be accepted. 13. Keep your name in front of them. When presenting a written contract, always put your phone number and contact information in the upper right corner of the contract, especially if you are making the offer directly with the seller. They may throw away your business card, but they will always hang on to the offer you made them. 14. Always act like you have the money. Always act like you have the money. Once you have a good deal, you can easily get funding from one of your day funders if you don't have the cash or credit to do the deal yourself. And by this time, you have a database of motivated buyers who will be lined up to buy this house from you in one day. If you would like to download the scripts and list of questions we use for sellers and realtors that you can edit any way you want, you can get them at realestatedaytrading.com/bonuses. Provide proof of funds. Sometimes realtors who don't know you will ask for proof of funds before they will accept a contract. There are several ways to do this, but you can send them a copy of your bank statement if you have the money. If you have built up your lines of credit, like I explained earlier, you'll have the funds to show the realtor. Be sure to write a check from your credit line to your business bank account as a loan to your company. Then give your business bank statement to the realtor. If you would like to get a proof of funds letter to give to your realtor for your day funding, go to realestatedaytrading.com/bonuses and click on the tab for day funding. You can get a directory of day funding lenders that will give you a free proof of funds letter for your day funding without any application or credit check. If you are using a private day funder, get a copy of his or her bank statement if you can. Negotiating one-liners that work like a charm. Next, I want to give you a few negotiating one-liners that you can use while you are talking to people on the phone. Like an attorney, I like to ask questions I know the answer to. That way, I can emphasize the point that I'm trying to make. First of all, I like to ask the questions, "Have you had any offers?" Chances are, they have not. If they say no, then I say, "Oh." Then I stay silent. The silence punctuates the fact that they are having a hard time selling the house and makes them more motivated. And if they have had offers, I ask them, "Why did you turn it down?" I like to ask questions I know the answer to. For example, if I am talking to someone about a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, wood frame house built in the 1950s, I would ask, "Does it have a pool?" They respond, "No." I say, "Oh." I say it like I'm disappointed because I expected a pool. Here's another line. "I'm looking at another house, and although I like yours better, the other one makes more sense." Now, they cannot really argue with you about that, can they? But the bottom line is, it lets them know that their price is too high. Here's another good question I like to ask people. "What will you do if you don't sell?" I like to get their reaction to that, and I always write down their answers. If their answer is, "I guess I'll rent it out. This may be a good property to buy with seller financing," you will then have financing in place for your buyer. An excellent question to ask investors when trying to buy their property is, "Knowing what you know about this property, would you buy it at this price?" This is an awesome question to ask because it makes them reveal any problems with the property or the real reason they are selling if they are being honest with you. Secrets to successful negotiations. Adopt a win-win attitude. In negotiations, it is important to adopt a win-win attitude. Some negotiators take a combative stance, but I believe firmly that the best negotiators are cooperative rather than combative. The goal is to reach a point where the goals of both the buyer and the seller are met. I've seen some buyers trying to move sellers to lower their price by pointing out all the deficiencies in the house. This always backfires. Sellers know that they have repair problems in the house. They don't need you reminding them. It always backfires and alienates the seller. It is best to base your pricing on the reality of the marketplace. There's no need to make derogatory comments about a person's home. Sometimes a seller or agent will use combative tactics on you. What do you do? Always respond in an unemotional way. Keep the interchange on a professional level. Don't stoop to arguing. Don't ignore their statements. Just listen intently and let them know you understand what they are saying. Don't, however, let them browbeat you. Just listen and do not accept or reject. Say you'll think it over and get back to them. When you do respond, make it clear that your offer is carefully calculated based on the market and the condition of the house. Let them know that the price has not been chosen arbitrarily. Develop and maintain trust. Negotiating the sale of a house is a high anxiety situation to some sellers. Sometimes that clouds people's judgment and makes them behave irrationally. People want to be reasonable and fair-minded, but many times sellers are under a lot of pressure to sell the house quickly, especially motivated sellers. Create a personal relationship of trust with the seller. Be respectful and let them know you are aware of their needs. If you show you are acting with integrity, they will be more cooperative with you. This doesn't mean putting all your cards on the table. It just means treating the person with kindness. You can show your respect by always listening to what the seller has to say. Respond promptly with counteroffers. Make it clear that you are someone who buys and sells a lot of houses and you have the means to close quickly for all cash. Once you follow the steps outlined to line up your funding, you will be able to say this with confidence. Listen and understand what the seller has to say. Let sellers know some things about you personally, your hobbies, your favorite sports team, or where you went to school. Use your power of leverage. You have some natural leverage in a situation where you are buying houses from distressed sellers. The leverage in any selling situation depends on what the seller needs. Some are in default and need to move quickly. Others could wait, but are willing to make a move if you offer cash. Find out as much as you can about the seller's needs. Then find solutions for those needs. Offer concessions that solve the seller's problems and address their needs. Be patient and confident. When it comes to negotiations, the tortoise always beats the hare. Be patient. Allow the negotiation process to unfold naturally. Don't worry about the end result, and don't rush headlong to the goal. Just take it a step at a time, and always be confident that you can reach an agreement with the seller. You always have to be confident and supportive. Always be willing to walk away. Don't fall in love with a deal. One deal is not going to make or break you. Remember this. You lose your power in any negotiation if you want the deal too much. Sellers sense it if you come in with an attitude that you really need the deal. They resist you and hold out for the highest possible price. Never give the seller an advantage over you by wanting a deal too much. Also, be willing to give up a deal where there is no deal. Many beginner investors make this mistake. They have invested a lot of time in calling sellers and making offers, and finally, they find one who is interested and wants to negotiate. But after a lot of back and forth, the terms are still not acceptable. The price is above your maximum allowable price. Beginners keep trying to make this no deal into a deal. Deals like this are not worth it. They waste a lot of time and are discouraging to the beginning investor. Always be willing to walk away.